Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Hello, and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from a listener, and it says, my five-year-old is afraid of naturally occurring phenomenon, natural disasters like floods, tornadoes, hurricanes. I try to explain these things very matter-of-factly, but she would continue with questions for days. Do we get tornadoes? Would a flood come to our house? If we are watching a show and someone injures themselves, she would ask, Mommy, what happened to that man? Why was he bleeding? Was he breathing? Why is his arm like that? I realize these are different situations, but they all fuel some kind of anxiety in her. Does anyone else have kids dealing with these emotions? How can I help reassure her she is safe and other people are safe when bad things happen? I will start with my sister-in-law's advice, which I really like. It's so simple, but answer the question you are asked. And so certain kids, and I was one of these kids, have higher anxiety set points. And so I have three kids, and one of them is constantly asking about things like school shootings or natural disasters or what is going on with wars in different places and how dangerous is that for us? And this is a verbal manifestation of anxiety. And so I think the place to start is answer the question you are asked. And so, do we get tornadoes? No. Where we live is very hilly, and so tornadoes can't form here. Would a flood come to our house? We live at the bottom of a hill, so sometimes rainwater comes down, and historically, the flood would only get about 6 inches in our house, so not a bad flood. We don't live near raging water, and so that's not something we have to worry about. And just keep answering the question every time it is asked, so that there's a temptation, I think, sometimes when our kids are anxious, it makes us feel anxious, and we have a tendency to go right to, that could never happen, don't worry about it, it's not going to happen to you, don't worry about it at all. And I think sometimes we're kind of tipping our hand that we are actually really anxious and that we're giving answers that are like, don't worry about that, don't worry about that, it's fine. And I think that it is better to just answer the questions as they come in and acknowledge we had a couple of really bad storms 2 years ago, maybe, and it was pretty scary, booming thunder, and the phone was beeping and going off, get to high ground, it's a flood, get to low ground, it's this. And my kids were pretty freaked out by it, and I just try to answer their questions about it. At the time, I said, this is pretty scary, but here's what's going on in our house. We have this and this and this, and this is how the house manages this kind of weather. And even though it feels scary, we are safe. And just assuring them in a calm voice, but also acknowledging the fact that it is scary. We were also involved in a bad plane landing once where our plane was in a bad storm, and it was quite scary, and they have some lingering fears about flying. And I'll say, you know, let's look that up. Let's see how planes are designed to handle storms so that it's information-based responses. I'm also going to point you to an article from seattlechildrens.org that is called Helping Kids Cope with Anxiety Over Distressing News. Now, this isn't necessarily news that you're talking about, but I think it is in a very similar vein. And so that They talk about, which we've talked about on the podcast before, honest language. I have dealt with a couple of things with my kids that were really, really difficult. And I will say, I kind of failed this test at the time. We had an event that happened in our town that was extremely upsetting and distressing. And I knew what I had to do was be really, really honest. And I could not actually get the words out of my mouth, what had actually happened. And I kind of punted on it. And then, of course, what happened? My kids went to school and the other kids knew what had happened. And they were getting it told to them by a six-year-old instead of by their middle-aged mom, which would have been a lot better. And so I will acknowledge that it can be really hard. And then I think, as the Seattle Children's article makes clear, the biggest thing we can do is just be present with our kids, that we're having times, whether it's driving the car, sitting at the dinner table, or just going on walks together, that we have times built into our schedule where we can just talk, so that these anxieties can come up in conversation and we can talk them out, because that's mostly what kids want to do. They want help processing these big emotions. If we have kids who are anxious, as I do, I sometimes will bring this up. What are the things that went best today? What are the things that went worse today? What is the big thing we're worrying about today? So that there's always a sense of, we can talk about scary things, we can look at scary things together, and when we talk honestly about scary things, and you and I look at them together, and I help show you that as an adult, I am not scared of this thing, or I am scared of these things, and I'm going to break down what we do to stay safe and how that makes it better, that is what anxious kids are really looking for. And what gets in the way of that is our own fear of, like, oh, let's just move past that part where something scary happened on TV, because I don't want to have that conversation because it's freaking me out too. And it would be better if we both just forgot about it. Fight that urge as much as possible. I am speaking to myself as well as you, because this is an area where I really struggle as a parent. I'm kind of like, let's keep it light, guys. Let's not focus on the negative. But I have been tested in this realm, haven't always passed the test. And I feel like if I was giving advice to myself of 10 years ago, I would say, kids are looking to you to be their guide through scary things by being honest, by being present, and by focusing on solutions and safety. And I wish I'd done a better job at certain points. So I'm really glad that someone asked this question. I hope that helps. If you have a question for myself or Amy, you can ask them on our website. You can even record them on our website. You can send them into our Facebook page, or you can send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com, and you may hear your question answered on an upcoming episode. Thanks so much for listening.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors. And somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working, and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talk to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of their life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Unsticking It.